In historic Galveston, a landmark was obliterated by the hurricane. NPR's John Burnett reports on a legendary nightclub called the Balinese Room.
Today, from the Galveston seawall, all you see is pelicans sitting on barren pilings poking out of the now gentle waves of the Gulf. That's all that's left of the fabled Balinese Room, that and the Chinese-style arch that held the club marquee. No one can quite believe it's gone.
You walk out there and it's just all open space.
Mike Covington is an engineer at the Galvez Hotel across Seawall Boulevard from the Balinese when he stopped and stared across the street.
You have people coming in from all over the world and they go, where's the Balinese? Oh, that's right there. Now they're going to come and they're going to go, where was the Balinese? You know, and it's going to be like, well, it used to be right there.
Ill wind blow away.
It was the hot spot on the Texas Gulf Coast. They all played here. Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., George Burns, the Marx Brothers. Howard Hughes would stay in a suite in the Galvez and stroll across the street to the Balinese for a show. But the nightclub that was started by a Sicilian barber named Sam Maceo was most famous for its illegal casino that seemed to evade the law year after year. Rodney Seiler is on the board of the Galveston Historical Foundation.
When the Texas Rangers ever came to raid them, there was somebody at the front door. He would put the light on, the tables would all flip all over. It was a supper club. And it was in the 50s the Texas Rangers then somehow managed to capture them and seize all the slot machines and the tables and everything and close down the gambling joint of the Balinese Room.
For years, the Balinese was shuttered. It never regained its former greatness. In recent years, the Balinese stage featured local blues and classic rock bands, but it remained perhaps the best-known landmark in Galveston.
So we're standing out here in a parking lot, sort of catty-cornered from where the Balinese Room stood on pilings over the Gulf, and there's just splintered wood everywhere. And you do recognize some things from the club here.
I recognize everything. That's a chair for the ballroom.
I'm talking with Dominique Yoha, the Swiss manager of the Balinese, who was out this morning poking through the wreckage, looking for anything to salvage.
It's right underneath. See, that's an original door from the Balinese Room. I really want to keep it. I know there's another one somewhere I saw in the debris. Then those are original from the 30s. I mean, we can't let that destroy.
They come along all day, pilgrims looking for souvenirs, a piece of the Art Deco palm trees, a scrap of the famous painting of the Siamese dancing girls, part of the bamboo wall, or if they're lucky, an autographed picture of the Rat Pack. Longtime Islander Dave Goble wasn't going to miss the opportunity.
I really don't know. I think it was just a chunk of the wood, piece of the decking and stuff like that. Hopefully I'm going to go out and get some more and build a set of shelves in my living room out of them.
And so, goodbye, Balinese. We'll miss you. John Burnett, NPR News, Galveston.